movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, the weather's getting a little bit colder, but you know what that means. We're getting into the season where all the good stuff starts coming out for our screens on TV, streaming, theaters. And every Wednesday, we talk to our friend Nick Johnston from Vinyland.com. He's a writer and editor there. So what do we got going on this week, Nick?
Hey, Kevin. I know we're talking over the phone, but I can't see anything. It's so dark.
I know. It's crazy.
I can't even believe it.
It always throws me off because since I'm on in the afternoon, like once we do the time change, it's just the studio's just darkness starting at like 4 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. No, I can barely even figure my way out of this thing. Oh, wait a second. There's the light switch. All right, cool. I've been in a janitor's closet this whole time. Who knew? Anyway, let's see. We've got a couple of good releases this week, three to be precise, as usual. We've got two streaming series that are, you know, both coming back into season, and a giant, huge release, of course, that we'll talk about at the end. But I'd like to say that the theme this week is Dynasty, all right? Dynasty,
okay.
Like royalty. First, we've got a failed dynasty, and that is with the premiere of Hard Knocks in Season with the Arizona Cardinals, which comes out on HBO and HBO Max and aims to follow the trials and tribulations of everyone's favorite team from Arizona. That isn't the Diamondbacks or the Phoenix Suns,
right.
Or whatever the MLS club is there. So I love Hard Knocks. It is probably my favorite football-related documentary series that isn't named Friday Night Tykes, mainly just so you can hear parents and whatnot swearing at children. But anyhow, you get the chance to follow around J.J. Watt, Kyler Murray, and the whole crew as they go out and have a semi-disappointing start to their season. But Hard Knocks is great because you always get to see the raw and unfiltered and very silly interactions between NFL players and their coaches. And it's always been a tradition with me. We always listen to Liev Schreiber narrating in that dulcet tone of his.
Yeah, and then it's kind of neat because you get to watch the games, and you're watching the show, it's like a real time show.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just so much fun, and it's a great way to get more invested and learn who you should probably pick up for your fantasy team and who you should probably drop. So, that premieres on HBO and HBO Max tonight. So you can go ahead and watch it when the first episode, at least, whenever you get home from work.
Nice.
Second is a real dynasty, like actually like a royalty dynasty. We're talking about, obviously, season 5 of The Crown, which premiered today on Netflix and features a pretty, crazy event in the life of the Queen Elizabeth, and that is her son's divorce. This is the season in which Charles and Diana split up, and it is seeming pretty fireworks-laden, I'll say that. Elizabeth Debicki is Princess Diana, and she's a wonderful actress, and Imelda Staunton is the queen. And honestly, it's just what I have to wonder, you know, Stephen Frears, is he just telepathic? It feels like something every time there's something crazy happening with the royals,
right,
or some tumultuous event, he's always there with a season to remind us that, you know, oh boy, this was every couple of years.
True.
It'll probably take on a pretty big significance given the recent passing of Queen Elizabeth. And as always, it's a beautifully shot. As always, it's a incredibly well shot and beautifully rendered drama. And who knows? I mean, I honestly hope they keep this going through the William and Kate years. I mean, it'll probably be 2080 and be watching episodes about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
So, right. True.
They'll put Stephen Frears in a cybernetic body, and just have him operate it, you know. So yeah, and finally, our big release of the week, the one that everyone's going to talk about, that you probably already have tickets for, and that is Black Panther: Wakanda Forever, which hits theaters on Friday. But if you're, you know, like anyone who's obsessed with Marvel movies, you are probably seeing this thing at 4 o'clock on Thursday. And so it's obviously Chadwick Boseman passed away in the interim, and it's incredibly awful and tragic what happened to him and the circumstances of that. And honestly, if one has to wonder how they'll recover, simply because that dude was just such was the face of that, you know, superhero and everything else.
Yeah, I wonder how they'll either write it in or if anything has come out yet about how they're gonna handle that, because that's so it's tragic and sad, but it's interesting how, you know, when that happens to an actor in a franchise, how they handle it, you know.
Yeah, though they've vowed never to recast him.
Right, right.
So instead, they're going to, this movie is basically about the search for the next Black Panther. Who will it be? Will it be Winston Duke? Will it be Letitia Wright? Who knows? My bet is that it will probably be someone who is on the poster.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, this features the Wakandans going up against Namor the Submariner, who has wings on his feet and is basically Aquaman, if Aquaman were both a mutant and evil, and or at least a complicated anti-hero or whatever. And even though that doesn't explain why Wakanda, which is a landlocked country in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, at least based on the maps we've seen of it, is going to war with a country that's on a coastline, that is underwater.
Right.
Who knows if they'll be able to explain that. They probably will. But yeah, you're gonna want to get a nice long bathroom break at some point before you go see this film, because it is 2 hours and 40 minutes long, and wow. I'm hearing that it is well worth every minute of it. So check that out when it comes out on Friday.
Yeah, and we've been playing the new Rihanna song here on the radio station, which is on the soundtrack and part of the movie. So that'll be interesting to see that too.
Oh, I still bump tracks from that Kendrick Lamar record.
Yeah,
they did for the first one.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, so next week we'll have some more interesting stuff, maybe a little magic in the cinema.
Nice.
As provided to us by one of the great masters of the cinema.
And it's true.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll have, 90 Day Fiancé, the Wonder Years edition to go over as well.
Nice. All right. Well, we got some good picks this week. Nick Johnston, Vanyaland.com. You can read his stuff there. Thanks so much, Nick. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
See you then, Kevin.